In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, this fifth Sunday of Lent, is called Passion Sunday. It is the prelude to the last act in the story of Jesus' earthly life and ministry. It's a strange word, passion. It comes from the Latin passio, meaning suffering. But we use it to mean with great intensity or enthusiasm. You can have a passion for Wagner or chocolate. We fall passionately in love. The German language gives us a bit of a clue here, for passion is Leidenschaft. And there's that odd phrase when you fancy someone, ich mag dich gern leiden. Sometimes our feelings are so intense that they hurt. All the more so when we see the one we love suffer. That being so, it must follow that God feels hurt when we suffer. And the hymn we just sang by Dietrich Bonhoeffer takes up that theme. And there's also a hint of it in John's account of Jesus' meal at Bethany, our gospel reading today, at the house of Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. John sticks in these little details as reminders, this time surely because when Lazarus died, Jesus wept. When we suffer, God suffers too. Because of the intensity of his love for us, a truly passionate love. As we know, the question of suffering is a great problem for believers. Why does it happen? Why does God allow it? And there are no quick, easy answers. Certainly not this side of the second coming. But for now, we could say that God does not allow suffering in the sense that he does not allow it to have the last word. God does something about it. He can take the situation that causes us suffering and transform it so that something good comes out of it. How can we say this? Well, today is St. Patrick's Day. As a young man growing up in Wales or the northwest of England, Patrick was captured by pirates and taken to Ireland, where he was sold into slavery. Patrick described himself during this time as being like a stone lying in the mud. But God also gave him a passion to convert the pagan Irish to Christianity. He pulled me out of the mud and set me on the very top of the wall, wrote Patrick. God turned Patrick's misfortune into triumph. And not only for Patrick and for Ireland, this took place at the beginning of what we call the Dark Ages, when all over Europe, the lights were going out as classical culture was being destroyed by barbarian invaders. Except in Ireland, where Patrick's monks were busy copying and preserving. And you can see wonderful examples of this work in the Abbey Library in St. Gallen. And indeed, it has been said that thanks to Patrick and the church he founded in Ireland, the Irish saved Western civilization. And that's not just a piece of blarney. It's true, and it would not have happened if Patrick had not suffered as a slave. Or again, the new Pope has taken the name Francis. People immediately assumed that this was in homage to the humble Saint Francis of Assisi. Actually, Pope Francis is also a Jesuit. He takes the name from Saint Francis Xavier, one of the seven founder members of the Society of Jesus. And Francis was another humble man of God who embraced poverty and cared for the poor when he became a missionary in India and Japan and China. And it is certainly in that latter country where the church is now growing tremendously after decades of suffering. People are realizing that material prosperity and Marxist theory are not enough. They are hungry for more. And staying with the Jesuits a moment longer, their first leader was Saint Ignatius Loyola. His spiritual exercises are still followed by many people today. And the cornerstone of these exercises is the conviction that God loves each one of us absolutely and unconditionally, passionately. That being so, when we suffer, he suffers. But he can transform suffering and turn it into good. This is what Paul means in Philippians 3, verse 10, in our second reading today, when he writes that he wants to share in Christ's suffering. This is not some masochistic fantasy, but quite the opposite. It is a desire that his sufferings will be transformative, like Christ's, that something good will come out of them. That was the way of Patrick, Francis Xavier, Ignatius, and so many others. God loves us passionately, and he will not leave us in our sufferings, but will take them and use them to achieve his purposes. Er mag uns gern leiden. Amen.